Second meditation is found in Luke 32:43. But what I'd like to do is to read a little bit ahead of that as well, so we can get the complete picture. So give me a second while I... 23:43, but I'm going to read 23 verses 32 to 43. There you go. We'll get it all right. Two other men, both criminals, were also led out with him to be executed. When they came to the place called the Skull, they were crucified with him, along with the criminals, one on his right, the other on his left. Jesus said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." And they divided up his clothes by casting lots. The people stood watching, and the rulers even sneered at him. They said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if he is the Christ of God, the chosen one." The soldiers also came up and mocked him. They offered him wine vinegar and said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." There was a written notice above him which read, "This is the King of the Jews." One of the criminals who hung there hurled insults at him. "Aren't you the Christ? Save yourself and us." But the other criminal rebuked him. "Don't you fear God, since you are under the same sentence? We are punished justly, for we are getting what our deeds deserve. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said, "Jesus, remember me when you come into your kingdom." Jesus answered him, "I tell you the truth, today you will be with me in paradise." During this meditation, I'd like to look at this passage from two different perspectives. I'd like to look at it from Jesus' perspective and then also from the thieves' perspective. It's hard for us sometimes to look at things from Christ's perspective because we don't really relate to a blameless man very much, very often. Okay, and we all know that God was fully man, fully God, but let's focus on his manly side, what his manly side was thinking as he was going through this in this interaction with these thieves on each side. Here is Jesus. He's hanging on a cross. He's been up all night. He's been questioned, accused, judged, beaten, whipped, mocked. He's been required to carry his cross. He's been nailed to that cross. He's been raised up for all to see. What do you think his human side was feeling? His manly side? Fatigue? Probably exhaustion. Not just fatigue. Stress? Yeah, probably. I'd say a little. Was he angry? I'm not talking about the godly side. I'm talking about, I certainly would be angry for having to do something that I, serve punishment that I didn't deserve. Humiliation, anguish. Yet, with the weight of the world on his shoulders, in the midst of the worst day any man could ever endure, we see him extend grace and mercy to a thief. A thief that deserved his punishment. You see, despite Christ's current mental and physical condition, Jesus knew something and understood something. He knew and understood that the kingdom of God was more important than his fleshly needs and condition. He knew that his current circumstances didn't change the need and the calling to advance God's kingdom. So despite what he was going through, despite experiencing a slow, torturous death, he took time, he took valuable breath and valuable energy at that point in time to extend grace and mercy to one more person before he gave up his life. How many of us have felt, or maybe currently feel, fatigue, exhaustion, stress, anger, humiliation, or pain? Yes, none of us have ever experienced being nailed to a cross, but we all go through times in our lives when we experience these kind of feelings. We all have to carry our crosses. And the inclination is to become very selfish during these times, isn't it? I know I've been that way. selfish with our time, selfish with our talents, selfish with our resources. Oh, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I've just got a lot of stuff going on at work right now. Or I'm just so tired because of this, because of that. Aren't we glad Christ didn't say that when he was on the cross? Wish that thief is. Sorry, I can't talk to you right now. I'm focusing on breathing, you know. And it's true that we need to make sure we don't wear ourselves out or stress ourselves too thin, but Christ was certainly worn out. He was stretched out for us. We have to remember that ultimately our calling is to advance the kingdom of God, and we need to be prepared to extend grace and mercy just like Jesus did, no matter what our physical and mental condition. Here's the tricky part. Even if the person deserves what they are getting. Maybe that means we have to forgive. It's a great word. Great. Maybe that means we have to go visit them in the hospital or in prison. Maybe that means we need to reach out to them in the evening when we prefer to sit, watch TV, decompress. Maybe that means we need to spend time with them on the weekend. Maybe it means we need to share God's love. But Christ is our example here. Don't let the circumstances of life keep you from spreading God's grace and mercy. Don't let your feelings prevent the advancement of the kingdom of God. The second perspective I'd like to look at today is that of the thieves. Now here's where we can relate a little more, right? Here are two men who are getting the punishment they deserve. Here are also two men that are experiencing the worst day of their lives. The gospel says that the thieves were crucified with Jesus, one on his left and one on his right. However, there is no mention of which thief mocked God, Christ, and which one was the penitent thief. But traditionally, the mocking thief is said to be on Jesus' left and the penitent thief on Jesus' right, which is, I understand, the reason why a lot of, like most crucifixes have Jesus' head leaning towards the right. See, we can relate to these thieves because we're all sinners. We all get stuck in our sinful ways. We all deserve punishment or consequences of our actions or inactions. But the thieves show us two different responses we can have when we find ourselves in these positions. The first response is that of the thief on the left. And I characterize his response in two ways: deflection and resentment. Here he is, deserving the punishment he gets, yet he gets caught up in the crowd's mocking of Jesus. He sees the opportunity where the attention is no longer on him or his faults. He sees the opportunity to deflect his deserved punishment, his deserved humiliation, onto somebody else. Yes, he is still going to die, but at least he can feel like he is one with the crowd one last time. I think in some strange way, his mocking kind of makes him feel a little accepted by the crowd, despite his wrongdoings. His response also shows his resentment specifically towards Jesus. See, he would rather prefer that Jesus would show his true nature, come down off the cross, take care of business, which would include saving him from death. He even says that to Jesus. But because Jesus doesn't do that, the thief gets angry. He mocks Jesus. He turns his back on Jesus because he feels like Jesus has abandoned him, that Jesus isn't really the Messiah. What's so crazy about this is Jesus Christ was there right next to him. The Savior of the world. But he didn't realize it. The other thief shows us the proper way to respond. Same situation, right? Deserving of punishment, deserving of humiliation. Yet he sees Jesus for who Jesus truly is and realizes that his only hope in this life and the next is Jesus Christ. So instead of becoming angry, instead of joining the crowd's mocking, he simply humbles himself before the Lord, recognizes and admits his wrongs, and asks that Jesus remember him. Here's the truth. We are all thieves. We are all going to receive punishment, consequences for our wrongdoings. We are all going to have the worst days of our life where we feel like we are hanging on a cross for all to see. During that time, we will be tempted to deflect our faults and our humiliations on somebody else. We will be tempted to join the crowd and turn our backs on Jesus. we will be tempted to believe that Jesus abandoned us and that he isn't really the true Messiah. But just like the thieves here in the Gospel of Luke, when we feel like that, when we feel like we're up on that cross for all to see, remember this: Jesus is right beside us. When we feel like we're having the worst day of our lives, feel like we're hanging on a cross, Jesus is hanging on the cross right next to us. And not only is Jesus right next to us, he has taken our sins, our burdens, our shames, our humiliation, and he is hanging on the cross, though he doesn't deserve it. And he's there because he loves you. All we have to do is look over, recognize our faults, humble ourselves, and turn our eyes to Christ. We are all thieves. I don't want to be known as a thief on the left. Let's be known as thieves on the right. Which, by the way, is a pretty cool band name. Or the name of a youth group, I think. Let's be thieves on the right. Then we will hear, "Today, you will be with me in paradise."